provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts, while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
And he may say that's revelatory. Whoa, okay, yeah. How's he coming with this? Now, I've read this verse many times. I studied this verse. How's he coming with this verse? I'm looking to add, to learn something from it. Amen? Receive the word. Don't just do church. You know, receive the word. Come every time. Every time. Even though this Wednesday night is a Wednesday night that we've never seen before. Amen. And one we will never see again. Amen. Even though it's a Wednesday night. We'll never see this night again. We'll never have this moment again. If you can start to perceive things in the spirit realm like that, that everything's different. Everything changes. Nothing is the same. God is totally creative. Then every time we show up out there talking to somebody, you're listening. You can hear something that will drop into your spirit. See, we have to have ears to hear, to receive the word. I pray, Father, right now that you'll give your children ears that hear. Ears that hear. Proverbs says that the seeing eye and the hearing ear, the Lord has made both of them. Now, if we just read that on the surface, yeah, we're born with seeing eyes and hearing ears, but that's not what it's talking about. It's talking about the ears that hear. The Lord told his disciples that many kings and princes desire to hear what you hear and see what you see, and they don't see it. Father, give us hearing ears, seeing eyes. You can be in a crowd of people and nobody sees it but you, because God has given you that gift. You see what others don't see. You hear what others don't hear. You'll know. The Holy Spirit will lead and guide you in the truth that others don't foresee. You can be, we are prophetic people. And if you listen, if you allow your heart to receive, the nature of Holy Spirit is to show you things that you didn't know and things to even to come. In your spirit, you will know it. Now, a lot of people try to keep you, amen, in the moment in your mind. But we listen to our spirit. I pat here because of the spirit man. That's who talks. That's who you need to hear. There are times you need, and see, it starts with acquainting yourself. When you acquaint yourself with God, when you quiet yourself before God, suddenly you start to be able to distinguish his voice. God ain't talking all the time, but sometimes he's talking and we ain't listening. But when you can distinguish his voice, when you can distinguish the unction from the demonic realm, when you are so acquainted with his presence, see, stuff will rise up out of your spirit. God won't speak sense. That stuff you can discern yourself. When you exercise your senses to discern good and evil, then there's certain things I just can avoid because I know that. That's not necessarily God speaking to me. I already know that. I'm talking about revelation knowledge. Stuff you didn't know. God will drop something on you and open you up. If you'll search it, it'll open up a whole other realm of victory for you. A whole other realm of prosperity. A whole other realm of whatever it is. But it comes with acquainting yourself with him. You know, when you're acquainted with someone, they can say something to you. And you know, that's just them. That's how they are. Somebody else, they get offended at it. But you know them. like Brother Jim and his wife. If I was her, I'd punch him in the eye. But see, she know that old ogre. No, I'm teasing. But the way they talk, they joke, they laugh a lot together. And you know, if someone didn't know each other like that, you see what I'm getting at. They know each other and they have that relationship. And she gets after him, and he says stuff to her. I hear him. I just chuckle because. I said, she done put up with you all these years. But what? What when you get acquainted? When you get to know someone? Listen, I'm telling you, God wants to take your relationship with him to another level. Instead of always just getting into your patented prayer posture where you think, you know, getting on your knees, which, hey, now, some may not be able to get on their knees. Get on your knees if you get on your knees. But just getting on your knees doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be more effective in your prayer life. Hello? Come on. I want to try to, in this time we're going to study this, I want to kill some religious stuff. It's good to get on your knees. But what good is it getting on your knees and you're praying religious prayer? And you ain't really praying. You end up falling asleep. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You need to be up walking around. Keeping yourself awake. It's the condition of the heart. Whatever it takes, acquaint yourself with him. Wrestle to obtain rest. Amen. And I like I said, you need negative and positive. Let the negative that comes or is allowed into your life push you toward God, not away from God. First thing, he says, acquaint yourself. Be at peace. So that even though things may not change right away in the natural realm, you have peace. They still talking crazy. They still acting crazy on the job, but I got peace. That thing almost got me yesterday, but I've been in the presence of the Lord. And I'm walking up in here today. They ain't going to get my peace today. I ain't going to make no mistakes today. I'm going to love everybody today. They can do what they want to. And then, see, God begins to take up your cause. Because he's not going to let the rod of the wicked rest on you for long. He will defend you loud and clear. They'll know, uh-oh, you better leave that sanctified person alone. They just call them sanctified. If you leave them sanctified folk alone, they'll put something on you. No, it'd be God putting something on you. and the world needs to fear you in that sense. Have respect for you as a child of God and honor your integrity. But all of this, again, saints, it comes from acquainting yourself, getting into God's presence consistently. Amen. It's not old hat. It's not old school. It's the rock of ages. It always has been and always will be. No matter how modern our technology in that is. There's no substitute. Whether you got all your Bibles are on your phone, it don't matter. You still need to have time with God on your phone, with your Bible apps. But it takes time. Listen, there's no way around it. If your decree is going to carry power, and I'm telling you, God is going to work with us so in prayer. Listen to me, that you see where we are going, we're actually going back in time. And I say that like this. In the beginning, we don't see with Adam in his initial creation, we don't see any even though what we had this past weekend was great, and it's leading us back to this praise and worship, and we have praise and worship here, and it's important. In the beginning, Adam didn't know worship. Adam didn't know sacrifice. Adam didn't pray. Uh-oh. What Adam had was relationship. And see, all of our praying, our worshiping, and all the things that we call duty are to bring us to relationship. But now, understand something. Now, I'm going to go off the chart with you here. God is going to begin to deal with us again relationally or conversationally. He's not coming to get you in some religious posture. Thou art most holy being of the universe and creator of. God says, please, just talk to me. Talk to me, bro. You try to use the King James on him. Hear what I'm saying? You got to understand something. God is not limited to a little time and space. He'll meet you there. What he wants is to be able to walk with you while you're on your job. So that just like in your prayer closet, you sense and know he's right there with you there. And he can become conversational. Because see, we have to negotiate for souls. I need to get here. I probably won't get here tonight. But, you know, with all that Job went through, and his friends that accused him, when the Lord turned the captivity of Job, he said, now, Job, pray for your friends. They're in trouble. In other words, the souls that are not right, even, and I'll show you this eventually, sinners. God said, your innocence will rescue them. But see, you got to acquaint yourself with him so that he can flow through you, that he can trust you. You're not just going to trust. You won't trust somebody on the street with your wallet. Here, hold my wallet for me. I got about $300 and hold it for me. I'll be right back. What's your name? Okay, I'll be right back. Am I right? But somebody you know is trustworthy. Somebody you spend time with. Somebody, your wife, your husband, somebody you know you love and you don't love. Hold this for me. Hold this $5,000. Hide the car keys so they can't go shopping. No. Hold this from me. Why you trust God the same way? We have to learn his ways. We know what he can do. Everybody knows what God. A drunk can tell you, I know the man upstairs. Everybody can tell you what God can do. But everybody can't tell you how God works. But when you learn how he works, you can keep his presence. Because what happens is when you start walking away and you just know what God can do, you start getting into yourself and trying to do it yourself. When God is there, he's available. But when you learn how he works, you can keep him like Adam. God came and they walked together.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.